stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, July 25th. Another comic and arts convention happening this weekend that isn't Comic-Con. More on that next, but first, let's jump into the headlines. Day one of Comic-Con kicked off yesterday, and that means huge announcements and new content for us all. Veteran comic book creators Joe Quesada and Christopher Priest, who contributed to Marvel's Black Panther series, are back together again. They add to their resume and the Marvel Knights universe with The World to Come, releasing in October, which will bring us a new Punisher series aptly titled Punisher Number One. Disney Plus will also be releasing a Punisher special presentation starring Jon Bernthal in 2026. DC, of course, is in the mix as well, announcing Batman Night Fight by Joshua Williamson and Dan Mora. That series will follow Bruce Wayne as he faces Robins, who have taken up the Batman mantle, batteranging onto TVs in November. Nickelodeon and the Avatar Studios also shared a first look at Avatar: Seven Havens. That universe will follow two earthbending twins in the wake of global disaster. Leave a comment on our KPBS Instagram and let me know if you're looking forward to any of these series. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Thursday that California's law requiring background checks for people purchasing ammunition is unconstitutional. The ruling stems from a coalition of San Diego gun rights groups alleging their Second Amendment rights were being infringed upon. The law was struck down twice by U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez, who has frequently ruled in favor of firearms. If you're someone who has an unwanted weapon, the San Diego County Sheriff's Office will host a gun buyback and safety event program this weekend in Encinitas. The event will take place from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. this Saturday at Encinitas City Hall on Vulcan Avenue. There's a new star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame honoring Los Bukis, the Grammy-nominated Mexican regional band. The band has toured the world top charts, sold out SoFi Stadium and Soldier Field in Chicago, and now can be seen on the Walk of Fame. Speaking in Spanish, of course, the band's co-founder Marco called the honor a blessing from God and said the band was dedicating its star to immigrants in the country who, quote, strive every day to serve. The ceremony was emceed by comedian Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
Throughout Comic-Con weekend, the San Diego Central Library is hosting panels for teachers and librarians. Susan Kirtley is a professor of English at Portland State University. She co-hosted a panel on how teachers can incorporate comics into their classes.
Often people will assume that it's so much easier to teach a comic, when in fact, they're very complicated texts because you need to think about what is the image doing, what is the text doing, what are they doing together and apart, and what's happening between the panels?
Kirtley says reading and creating comics can teach students how to tell stories in different ways. The Comic-Con Conference for Educators and Librarians runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, Saturday, and Sunday. The Trump administration is expected to release about $14 million in frozen federal funding for San Diego County schools. Federal officials notified the state this week that they're working to release funding for after-school and summer school programs as quickly as possible. The money is part of about $50 million in federal education dollars that has been frozen since the beginning of July. San Diego Unified Board of Education Vice President Richard Barrera testified before federal lawmakers Wednesday, asking for help in getting the remaining frozen funds released.
You can continue the bipartisan advocacy efforts to demand that the President Trump releases $5.4 billion of illegally impounded funds in a budget that you have already passed.
San Diego County Office of Education data shows more than $36 million in funding for county schools will remain frozen. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency has announced what he calls a 100% permanent solution to cross-border sewage pollution in San Diego. EPA Chief Lee Zeldin made the announcement this week in Mexico City, promising many things, including the doubling of treatment capacity at South Bay's International Wastewater Treatment Plant by 2027.
We wanted to stress test timelines for projects to get projects done quicker, including some very important projects that had been moved up into 2025 completion.
Zeldin visited San Diego in April and said he picks up a similar smell of sewage that San Diegans have been complaining about. Comic-Con isn't just a place for geeky fandom, it's also a space where artists, even young ones just starting out, can further their careers. Our arts reporter Beth Accomando checks in with Little Fish Comic Book Studio and its Comic-Con Artist Intensive Program.
It's Monday morning, and Alonzo Nunez is kicking off this year's Comic-Con Artist Intensive Program.
Remember, we have today, tomorrow, and Wednesday to work on these things.
The intensive part is no joke.
So here at Little Fish Comic Book Studio, we are creating comic books. We've got dedicated students between the ages of 14 and 22, and they're going to create 3 to 4 page comics between now and Wednesday. They've got a theme that they're working on, but otherwise they've got carte blanche to do whatever they want. They are making work with the goal to have it finished and to be viewer ready for professionals.
Nunez has been running Little Fish Comic Book Studio for 13 years, and he wants his students to see that comics can be a viable career.
So guys, our theme for the year is reference and rememory.
And as far as I'm aware, the prompt comes from the novel Beloved, and it speaks about, I guess, the act of remembering and the ways in which memory and history affects us in the present.
21-year-old Garza Santiago is thinking through her take on this theme.
So I was thinking like funeral-esque, including original characters. And so in the novel that I'm writing, it kind of toes the line between grief and imagination versus psychosis in the form of like ghosts. Where do these ghosts come from?
Meanwhile, Declan Graham found inspiration in a poster for La Dolce Vita.
I'm thinking like a frantic 1960s movie set, a very driven director, and then a bunch of people who can't understand all his references and his like desires for this whack movie.
Santiago is participating in the Artist Intensive for the first time.
I'm very excited to have my art critique, but I think I'm sensitive as an artist, so I think I'm just going to have to build a tough skin when it comes to artist critiques.
Soraya Cornejo is doing the program for the third time.
I had done it 2 years before. Both times I had my work looked at and critiqued by Joe Phillips. It really, like, impacted me, you know? It was really good critique that I totally, like, understood and I'm trying to, like, put into my work now.
Kate Balow is currently at BYU, but returned to San Diego just to enroll in the program again because of how it helped her take feedback.
It was easier to take critique, and it was easier to focus on, like, not on, like, oh, I'm a bad artist, I failed, and instead to look at, oh, I can improve this. He thinks that I'm really good at this, but this needs more work. Yeah, I think it's made me more professional in just the way that I handle my art.
Nunez is proud of the growth he sees in his students.
And they've generally done really good about not making excuses in terms of, I was really tired, I was in a hurry. All of that could be true. You could have lost your work and you did it last night. But if you are showing it to a professional, just put all that away and just listen to what they say and you're going to get good advice. But I think they're inspired by the atmosphere of Comic-Con, seeing all these professionals around them.
For Balow, the experience changed how she views Comic-Con itself.
I remember last year, there was a time when I was just walking around the area just by myself, and I just stopped and I was like, oh my gosh, everything here was made by somebody. And they all put so much effort and time into it to even just like come and set up these booths. And then everyone here is here to appreciate that. Like, I don't know, it was something that never really clicked with me until that point. And it was so, like, inspirational, I guess. It makes me want to be able to, like, create that kind of feeling someday, you know? To be one of those people putting up the posters or to just keep coming as a fan to enjoy it.
The program also gives a clear-eyed look at what it takes to make a comic.
The mystique and kind of the false impression that a finished comic page just materializes perfect in a store is erased. Like, they know that it's work, erase, fix, white out, correct, cry, you know, labor, and then hopefully you arrive at something good.
And there's no better place to find out just how good you are than at Comic-Con. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
Comic-Con and its portfolio reviews run through Sunday. We will follow up with the students from the Comic-Con Artist Intensive Program next week. While Comic-Con is happening at the Convention Center, there's another comic and arts convention happening just a few blocks away. It's called Indigicon, and it celebrates Native American culture. Reporter Jacob Ayer says it's the first event of its kind in California.
Chegg Lowry is a comic book author and panelist at San Diego Comic-Con and the brand new Indigicon. It's an event to celebrate indigenous culture and traditions through comics. Lowry is co-directing the event.
So we invited 8 comic book artists and writers from tribes around the country.
He wants Indigicon to inspire Native youth and educate Californians on tribal history and cultural practices. Lowry hopes the artists from the event will become a close-knit family.
When you have a strong family, you know, you can do anything. Then you can be the superhero in your community, and you can do amazing things because you have the strength of your family and your people within you.
Indigicon takes place Friday, July 25th and Sunday, July 27th at UC San Diego Park and Market in downtown San Diego. Lowry hopes this year's event is the first of many in the years to come. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. This week's pod was produced by Andrew Dyer, Brendan Tucciannardi, and myself. It was edited by Quinn Owen and Brooke Ruth. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.